We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment and Author's Corner segment. When you talk about what I grew up watching, it was this show, The Simpsons. So I'm excited to welcome the program writer Mike Reese. He is the writer of Springfield Confidential. Mike, thanks for calling. How are you?
I am very well. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely, Mike. Let's kind of go into specifically enough, why write the book? Okay, I mean, you're very busy with all your other projects. We all know the success of The Simpsons, but why now?
You know, the true answer is I got tricked into it. You know, a journalist who I never met called me up. He said, Mike, you and I are going to go on the road and see America, and that's going to be a book. And there won't be any Simpsons in it at all. And here we are 2 years later. I wrote the book. It's 95% Simpsons. I never got in a car with this guy. We never saw any of America. And maybe that's the best way. I think I got, you know, because it was over time I figured out what's the book people want to read. They don't want to read about me in a car with some guy I never met, you know, unless he kidnapped and tortured me. So, these are all the questions I've gotten over 30 years about The Simpsons. Everything is answered in the book. Once you read this book, you never have to talk to me again. That's why my wife bought one.
That's a good joke, Mike. Let's go to the story. I was watching one of your interviews, and you talked about specifically enough how this got started, that, you know, when first The Simpsons came out, there was no thought process this was going to be a success because of the fact that, you know, you've never seen cartoons that have been able to hit all age areas. So when you first started, you just said, let's just have fun, right? Tell us that story.
That is the story. When I was working on It's Gary Shandling Show. It has a cult following these days, but it was the lowest rated show on television. And I was on summer break, and I get a call from Sam Simon, one of the creators of The Simpsons. He says, you want to work on this new show? And I said, why are you calling me? I don't know you. He says, I'm calling you because nobody else wants to work on The Simpsons. And it just, it sounded not just like a failure. People thought it was career suicide to write for a cartoon for adults on this new network, the Fox network. So I took the job, and I didn't tell anyone what I was doing. And I think the fact that we just thought the show was going to be a quick failure and no one was going to see it just was so liberating. We said, all right, let's just fill it with the kind of stuff we want to see on TV, but nobody lets us do. And we better make the show move fast because this is our one shot to put stuff in the show. So we just jammed it full of crazy things we had never seen on television before. And that's the formula that worked.
It's definitely the formula that worked, Mike. And from that point on, there you go. The genre of The Simpsons, internationally known. So this book, again, tells you all the answers to those great questions about characters, about the why this happened, what was the reasoning for this show. Now, how about the whole thing now, Mike? You're laughing about this, I'm sure, on Facebook all the time, the fake news that you guys predict things happening in the future. What do you think of that whole thing coming out then, stuff that you guys are like a time machine that is able to predict the future because you already, it's already happened on The Simpsons?
Well, of course, it's crazy. What's sort of nice, our ratings in our season 29 went up. And I think it's people, they're not wise. They don't think of us as a cartoon anymore. We're like the horoscope. You know, they want to see what's going to happen in the future. And I have to say, I equate The Simpsons with, like, a crazy homeless guy who's been sitting on the corner for 30 years just babbling nonsense. And the crazy homeless guy, every 5 or 6 years, I'm sure he gets something right. And that's The Simpsons. The scary part, of course, is just how do we come up with this stuff? We go, what's the stupidest thing we can imagine? And we put that in the show, and then a few years later it happens, and it's, you know, the most famous one, I remember the moment we were sitting there in the year 2000 going, what's the dumbest thing we could imagine America doing? And someone said, President Trump. And I remember it even was stuck. We said, I don't know, that's a little too dumb. But it went in the show, and it was just a 2-second joke, and now we're living it.
Exactly, Mike. We're living it for sure. And what's so amazing is you interviewed a lot of the major stars in this book as well, talking about, you know, their characters and stuff like that in this process, right, of the book, kind of going into the some of the characters' development and all that?
Yeah. I talk about this journalist who brought in the whole idea for the book, and that was a great contribution he had. He talked to everybody important that I worked with, so the stars of the show. He talked to Conan O'Brien, talked to Judd Apatow, and I think they said a lot of things to him they wouldn't say to me, and that's in the book. So all the way through, I'm telling a story, and then you hear, here's Conan O'Brien's version of that story. Here's what Judd Apatow thought at the time, and it's real value added to the book, and it keeps me very honest all the way through.
It definitely does. And let's go with famous Simpson quote. What is your favorite quote of one of your characters? What would you say, Mike? Favorite quote. Favorite quote. Like, you know how they say certain specific lines all the time in the show? What would you say your favorite is of the characters?
Yes. I think my favorite quote was something that's wound up on T-shirts. It's become a real slogan. And it was a guy named Dan Graney wrote it, where he said, I was swinging for the fences. He was trying to come up with a line people would say forever. The line is, here's the beer, the cause of and cure for all of man's problems.
Exactly. My favorite, again, like some of the characters, I love, again, Mr. Burns. He's one of my favorite characters. I also love the one, You Live in a Drawer. I forget which guy, the one of the kids that's friends with Bart and stuff like that. So the ha-ha, it's just such a show that I grew up watching. I haven't a chance to watch it in so many years, and it really hasn't changed, right, Mike? That's the funny thing. You just write new storylines, but the characters haven't changed much in 30 years. Have they?
They don't change one bit. Nobody, they're just like real life. People don't improve. People always ask, why don't they grow older? And I go, what cartoon character ever got older? You know, Mickey Mouse is 85 years old. Do you want to see him on a walker, you know, hooked up to an oxygen tank?
No, not at all.
It's a great thing. You know, we all wish we didn't grow old. And, that's it. People like The Simpsons 30 years ago. They haven't gotten older. They haven't changed. And they haven't changed their clothes in 30 years, which is kind of sad.
So, Mike, what do you think about The Simpsons? How many years do you think it's going to run as a show? Do you think it's never going to stop? It's going to break every record in the world by just continuing to be on Fox? What are your thoughts?
I'm sorry. That's sad.
No.
One more time.
No. How long do you think the show's going to last on the air, a running series? Do you think it's going to...
ready for the show to go any moment now. Again, everything past the first 6 weeks has been a shock to us. We'll go, you know, when the public tells us to get off the air. And the past season, we were the number 2 rated show on Fox. So I think we've got another good 600 or 700 years left in us.
That's funny. Again, everyone can pick up your book in all finer bookstores, Springfield Confidential, and I tell you, The Jokes, Secrets, and Outright Lies from a Lifetime Writing for The Simpsons. And I tell you, it's a book that any Simpsons fan needs to pick up, all finer bookstores. And do you have a website as well, Mike, where people connect with you and stuff like that? Do you have a place to go?
Yes, the fans are very, very happy with the book. And the Simpsons fans, they tell you when they're not happy, so... I'm delighted they like the book, and all questions are answered. I've ruined it for anyone who wants to write a book after me, because it's all in this one.
Awesome, Mike. Thanks for calling. Best of luck. Everyone needs to pick up the book, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.